Mad Radio. WMDX. It is so hot in here.
It's like a sauna.
Honestly, I'm finding it hard to breathe.
Can we get some oxygen tanks in here, please, for the help?
Holy crap. All right, I'm going to try to, we'll work our way through this thing.
Okay? Let's start over. Can we start over? Let's start over.
We're workshopping, figuring out how to work the thermostat here still.
Well, that's never. Well,
it was set to unoccupied until 6:45.
Unoccupied? What does that mean?
Meaning it doesn't start cooling until then.
Oh.
It's got to be 80 degrees.
When did it start earlier?
I don't know.
We
just don't matter, John. You haven't figured
that
out yet.
I've already figured that out.
5:30 or 5:15?
Yeah.
Put some AC in here?
Okay. Well, you know, it's insufferably hot. I'm exhausted.
I can't work in these conditions. I can't.
I'm just trying to eke out breath here because it's so hot.
A wildcat strike here.
All right, 92.7 FM. No one else cares, but, you know, we've got to be able to survive in the studio. It'll be dead silence. 1580 AM. Broadcasting from State Street alive so far.
Yeah, so far so good, but it's early yet. Oh, boy.
What the heck?
I know. Yeah, it's the John and Gordy Show, and for a Tuesday, a short work week for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's raining. It's raining pretty hard out there right now. State Street is looking very wet, and we're expecting showers and thunderstorms today. Look at our camera. It's covered with raindrops.
God.
Yeah.
No, those are actual things stuck to the building.
It looks, that's a weird look. Showers today. And right now, 62 degrees. Let's fire up the weather lottery balls into the machine. Okay. See what our high temperature is today. Let's get the first number rolling. And that first number is 7. Time for the second number.
Yep.
And here it comes.
Oh, that's good.
2. 72 2. Wow. Will be our high today.
I was hoping for a higher number.
It stays cool. I guarantee you it's more than 72 degrees in here right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring in a thermometer.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, just to give you an idea of how hot it is in the studio right now, your eyes burn.
and I'm sweating right from, you know.
This is insane.
First minute in.
Maybe it's just
I thought you were going to react to Gordy saying he should bring in a thermometer, saying that an Amazon Alexa can do just that.
Get it?
Well,
can it tell the temperature?
See if we had a Alexa controlled thermostat in this room, we could adjust it very easily.
We could, but we don't.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do? I don't know.
We've got
a little fan over here. Boy, that's really helping out a lot.
Seem to be doing it. It's a tornado, but.
Yeah. It's all right.
Yeah, all right.
We'll deal with it, you know, because, you know, we're veterans and we've seen it all. You know, we can take it.
We can take the heat. No, we can't.
We can, up to a certain point, we can take the heat. Oh, man.
I'm glad we don't have any candles in the studio.
We don't need any of those. Although a lava lamp, I could bring in my lava lamp.
Do you have one?
I do. Yeah.
Wow.
You know, it's one of the newer ones. It's not an old one.
Yeah. I tell you what, the old ones don't last.
They don't.
Yeah.
No.
They
revamped the clump lava
up.
Lamp.
Yeah. They clump up and sometimes they get a little mossy or moldy or something.
Yeah.
It's just
there's some kind of oil mixed in with the water.
There is
some sort of substance. Yeah. Yeah, and it goes bad over time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like at, if you've ever been to Led Tigre.
Yeah.
You ever go to the Led Tigre?
Yeah, that little place on the Beltline next to Dorn Hardware.
They got all these little lava lampish things in there. And we were talking to the bartender, and what they use for fluid is brake fluid.
Really?
Yeah.
Brake fluid.
Yeah, that's actually one of the things they use in lava lamps.
No kidding.
Yeah. It's usually like the goopy stuff, the lava is usually just like regular wax mixed with the chemical that's used in brake cleaner.
How do you know that?
I don't know.
He's making them.
I'm a hobby chemical. I'm a hobby chemical engineer, I guess.
He's got a little lava lamp store next to his apartment. We're going back to the 60s. Actually, you know, the government itself is going back to the 1700s. So
yeah, let's get ready for the big changes.
Yeah.
It's
really nothing left of the country at this point. They have essentially, the Supreme Court has essentially shredded the Constitution. They've made up.
Taken over.
If you wanted to know just how much they have gone off the rails, or how much they have created their own legislation from the bench, I think this recent decision that they made with immunity is the best example you could ever give. There is nothing in the Constitution that says any of this stuff.
Right.
They have just expanded on it, and this is their wet dream. Wow.
Yeah. Now we can have a king for a president, basically.
Well, we're back to that, aren't
we? Yeah, yeah. We'll get to all of that. In fact, is Jim Santel going to join us again today?
Yes,
I believe he is.
36.
Explain
7:36.
All of that to us. And also, we've got somebody coming in on the show from the Dane County Humane Society, right? Tell us about a pet of the week.
Yeah.
So
they got pictures of the pet right here in the studio.
Looks pretty cute.
Yeah, I accidentally printed it in color today, so you get a little something extra special.
Real nice.
Thank you for doing that.
Well, here, why don't you put it up there in case anybody's driving into work watching us on their phone?
Sure. Yeah.
People do that all the time.
Yeah. See that? Can you see that?
We can see it. It
doesn't.
There's nobody watching right now, Gordy.
Nobody watching?
No.
Okay. Oh, great.
Oh, you can tell.
Yes.
You know that.
Oh,
Facebook.
All right. Well,
just visualize a small black and white dog if you're listening over the radio.
Yeah.
They can rewind. Cute. Rewind those.
Very cute. All right, let's get to the National Day Calendar.
All right, let's do that.
See if that still exists because, you know.
We apologize if we start hallucinating from the heat.
What kind of day is it today? This is actually a very short list today.
Yes.
Is it National Casual Sweater Day? Is it National Wildland Firefighter Day? Or is it National Anisette Day? Which day does not belong, John Peterson? You only have three choices here. National Casual Sweater Day, National Wildland...
It's not Casual Sweater Day. How dare you? How dare you make me feel even hotter?
You are correct.
Wow.
Whoa, we got the real bell back here.
Brought the real bell in.
Oh, big things happening.
Big changes. That's right. It is not National Casual Sweater Day. Why would they have a day for that? It makes no sense at all.
No. Oh.
But it is National Wildland Firefighter Day. Boy, those guys who fight fires out in the, out in the brush and the woods. And July 2nd honors the dedicated personnel who coordinate their efforts to protect the nation's wildlands. It's also a day to remember the sacrifice made each time a firefighter steps into a wildland fire. Every year, wildfires burn millions and millions of acres across the U.S., federal, state, local, military, contract, international firefighters, and support staff respond to the many different emergency events. These amazing individuals are the backbone of the wildland fire community and the men and women who work to save lives, property, infrastructure, and precious natural and cultural resources every year deserve incredible gratitude for their professional skills and efforts. Yeah, I got to tell you, these guys and gals go out there and fight fires wherever they are.
Yeah.
Wearing heavy gear and equipment, trudging up, impossible hillsides and mountainsides. It's just,
the constant training to do something like that.
And
my wife,
danger,
Ann actually joined the, there was a school where they had regular everyday people go through the courses that the firefighters go through. And, putting out fires, it's climbing buildings, breaking walls, the whole thing.
Yeah.
She was doing that. I mean, she had all the outfit is like super heavy.
Very heavy, yeah. Yeah. They have to be in really great shape to do that.
Yeah.
So we salute the wildland firefighters. Okay.
She did that researching a book.
Yeah.
You know, she just doesn't go out.
Just for the heck of it?
Little schools, the police academy and the fire department. just for fun.
What was the book that she was that she wrote?
Well, she's got like 20, you know, 25 books.
These are
the spy novels. She's got an additional, I don't know, 30 or 40 books from Harlequin Romance, which she now owns back again.
That's
is
great.
This to say you don't remember which book it was?
She's got a lot of books. Okay. I'm sure she uses and applies that information to a lot of her other books as well. Okay. No. How do I keep track? Here's the thing that she gets very angry about, and she knows this about me. I don't read books. I don't read them.
So you've never read any of her books?
I started reading her first one.
Yeah.
My attention span is a magazine article.
You know, that's interesting because
a Twitter feed.
I can hardly read. It's hard for me to read fiction. I don't know why. Uh-huh. I can't keep track of the characters and the plot developments. If you step away from it for a day or two,
right?
I forget all that stuff. But nonfiction, I read all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, articles and books.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, fiction's a little more challenging to keep track of. Perhaps.
But she knows I don't read. I just don't read novels. I don't do it. I haven't done that. I did the most I've ever done is the trilogy and the Hobbit.
Okay. All right.
So that was about it. Okay. Lord of the Rings.
Let's get to the other National Day. There's only two of them really actually today. National Day calendar items. Oh. Anisette Day. Mm-hmm. You know the liquor?
Yes.
Liqueur derived from aniseed. Aniseed from the anise herb gives anisette its licorice or fennel flavor. Have you ever sampled that? I've never liked that. Oh, God. It's awful. While usually a dry liqueur, mm-hmm. distillers sometimes add a sugar syrup for a sweeter result. Oh, see, maybe we're not drinking it right. Spain, Italy, Portugal, and France lead the world in drinking the licorice-tasting drink. Do you like that anisette?
I've never heard of it before when I was researching.
If you want something, you go to a bar and ask them, and they'll give you a little tiny glass, a little...
Really?
Like a little.
Oh. I mean, I do like
glass.
Licorice flavor, so yeah. I might like it then.
Oh, then you would like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No one likes black licorice except for Sam.
Not a fan of licorice myself either. Let's get to the history books. No, we'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up on the John and Gordy Show for a Tuesday.
Yes.
July 2nd. Back to the John and Gordy Show.
Mad Radio. WMDX.
92.7
FM.
And 1580 AM. Stereo.
Stereo. In living stereo.
Stereo. Just do the whole show like this.
All right. We're broadcasting live from State Street, just a few blocks from the Capitol. and don't forget to use your civic media app to text us and then give us a call. So you can tell us what you think.
Okay, I know.
Thank God.
Sorry.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. All right.
Why are we playing Led Zeppelin anyway? Is it time to check the history books?
It is time to check the history books.
Well, let's open the damn book and let's get on with it, okay? I'm tired of waiting around.
We're just cranky.
I'm going grumpy.
It's too hot. The heat is getting to him.
Are you not sweating?
I am, yes.
Okay.
I am.
We got to get people with like giant palm leaves in here to fan you.
We do that? That'd be great.
Just like Trump.
Yeah. Today in 1900, let's get into the history here. I was playing Led Zeppelin because today in 1900 was the first successful flight of a Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Other airships had existed prior, but the Zeppelin was like the really first actual one that could be useful for anything. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like a hot air balloon or a helium or hydrogen balloon. It was a powered, like, blimp looking sort of thing.
Right. What was have the fill? What do they use to fill it?
I didn't look what they used to fill the first one. I'm guessing it was hydrogen, though.
I'm not sure about that. But have you ever seen the Hindenburg disaster?
The footage of it crashing? I have, yeah.
Have you heard the announcer? I think is Morrison is his last name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah.
The humanity. Yeah. It's awful.
That's crazy stuff.
It is. All right. What else? What else you got for
let's
that?
Let's see. Today in 1881, President James Garfield, he gets shot. He doesn't die right away, though.
No.
He dies like 4 months later in September of 1881. He probably would have survived if doctors weren't like...
left him alone.
Yeah, if the doctors left him alone. Like, X-ray was a new thing at the time, and they kept X-raying him to try and find where the bullet was and pull it out. Uh-huh. But they didn't like have all of the safety stuff for X-rays at the time, so...
There was a lot of bloodletting, too.
It was
a rough
time for him, yeah.
That's too bad.
Today, in 1938, more aviation history. Final contact was made with Amelia Earhart before disappearing in the Pacific.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think they finally found her plane, I believe. They kind of tracked it down.
Is there much left of it after this time?
They've been searching since 1938, so...
Yeah, I guess.
I think they finally found...
They found what
remnants.
I think I saw they found what they think might be it.
Right.
Nobody's
they don't know.
Dived down to see yet. Yeah. Today, 1962, Sam Walton opens up the first Walmart.
I wonder if there was a ribbon cutting ceremony.
Went pretty well for him, I think.
Yeah. Guess that worked out.
Yeah.
For the family.
Yeah. I thought Sam's Club was actually older than Walmart. Sam's Club didn't open up till the 80s.
Oh yeah, it was a spinoff.
Yeah, it was.
I went to Sam's. I was a member of Sam's Club, a business.
But
member.
They don't have that anymore, do they?
No, not in this area. I don't know if they even have the club. They may have the clubs in other states. They pulled out of Wisconsin, though.
Sam's Club still is in Wisconsin. There's one in Wausau.
Oh, do they have one here?
No kidding.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess Madison wasn't good enough for them.
We got Costco.
Too liberal.
We got Costco here.
Yeah. Ah, yeah.
Well, they don't seed any ground necessarily. But the thing is, the nice thing about Sam's was that you could use an app. You go through the store, scan the barcode, and toll everything up and pay for it while you're walking around in the store. And you just show the person at the door
your receipt on your phone, and they
let you out. They check your items, and that's it. And it was really cool. It was very fast and easy. I loved it. I thought that would catch on. It did not catch on.
Maybe you should bring it up to some other big store around
Costco.
Here.
Costco.
Yeah.
Costco.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder why they don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Well, you try and avoid Costco because there's that one employee there who like shouts your name out and how you're a famous radio person every time.
I actually enjoyed that. I'd go in there just for that.
We should go in with you sometime.
She doesn't work full time.
Really? You don't know
like
what
she used to. Yeah. She works part time. But yeah, it was kind of embarrassing, fun, kind of crazy to have the announcement walking up as you're leaving the store.
She was a longtime fan.
Oh, yes.
Did you ever have it happen in, I guess you were on TV some here in Madison, but in Indiana where people recognize you out in public?
All the time.
Yeah?
That's the power of television.
Well, right. Yeah. Well, how did you react to it?
Mostly with fear and anxiety.
He's not sure who he offends usually. So
I always liked it actually. I enjoyed talking with the real people.
Not the puppet ones.
Not the puppets. Not the co-anchors.
You're so used to talking to puppets, you know. You're just kind of angry and pretty much don't want to talk to any more puppets after that.
When I did the kids show at Fox 47, I talked to puppets there, but it was good training for talking to TV anchors and other people on the
what does that say?
Set. Well, it says a lot.
Yep.
I'll just leave that there. What do we got for birthdays today, Sam?
Right before we get to birthdays, I got one more big history thing I want to mention. Today in 1964, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 is signed into law.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that was a big deal. Big deal.
And now they're trying to take it away.
Well, yeah, when Trump becomes king again, I'm sure he'll take care of that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I think he already thinks he's king.
Yeah.
That's what they're talking about right now in the news. You know, he wants everything, you know.
Yeah.
Repealed.
Sure.
Any jury verdicts gone, history, send it to the Supreme Court. They'll let him off. This is an
Project
amazing thing.
2025.
25. Yeah, yeah. Project Ready. 2025 is happening as we speak.
They're already in there.
Wild
taking
times.
Care of business.
Birthdays, though.
Yeah, birthdays.
Birthdays. Happy fun times. and also, speaking of the Supreme Court, Justice Thurgood Marshall was born today in 1908.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Other birthdays, Lindsay Lohan, born today in 1986, and Margot Robbie, Barbie, born in 1990.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, Lindsay Lohan, she was in Herbie the Love Bug.
Yeah,
oh, sure.
Yeah.
She was in that one. I really liked that episode.
Okay. I think that's
that
the
particular
only... That was the first movie I watched with her in it. Actually.
And it was good.
Yeah.
It was a good movie.
She was just a kid then, right?
No.
Was she a grown up?
Like young 20s, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Margot Robbie, of course, you know, doing the Barbie movie.
Sure.
Put her over the top.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was just a fantastic
Amazing.
Performance.
Yeah.
I didn't like her as Harley Quinn.
Okay.
I didn't like her as that.
Okay.
She's a villain in the Batman comics.
Okay. Hey, I want to mention something here. That
yes.
The John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
You know, John and I both slept pretty bad last night. Maybe
we
should check them out.
Yeah, we probably should.
We should all go over there and check out
their
mattresses.
Probably have a mattress right here
Do
in
you
the
think
studio
we could just, like,
pass out from the heat.
We're coming back with more on the John and Gordy Show, including Trump poopy pants. We've got that story
poopy
coming
pants.
Up.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Decaffeinated Caffeine, for people who like feeling nervous and wide awake, but hate running to the bathroom all the time.
Matt Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, broadcasting live while we can still stand the heat from State Street, from our studio overlooking wonderful Madison.
Yeah. We're talking about the heat inside the studio here.
Yeah.
So something's wrong with the air conditioner.
Something is definitely
like
wrong.
It's not on.
Yeah.
That's what's wrong. That's okay. We can take the heat.
Yes, we can.
We can
we've already been. We've been able to take the heat for years.
That's right. Today's high 72. Right now it's 62 degrees. We have rain and maybe a few thundershowers along the way. 6:35. Hey, let's go to the John and Gordy hotline.
All right.
What do you think?
We might have somebody waiting for us.
Oh, we might, but we do. Yes. Mark is on the line. Good morning, Mark. What do you got for us today?
It's interesting. I got a couple of quotes here. I just happened to get a copy of Thomas Paine's The Rights of Man, published in 1791.
Mm-hmm.
And as he prints out, you know, that he goes, "If I ask a man in America if he wants a king, he retorts and asks me if I take him for an idiot." That's what our view of the monarchy was back then.
Yes. Yeah.
And the Supreme Court just made a point of apparently quoting the Federalist Papers when they decided that we have a king. That I'll go on with what Hamilton said, because he was part of what they were afraid of in the they're afraid of this kind of thing in the Constitutional Convention.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to make sure there was cautions against it. He writes that the errors and usurpations of the Supreme Court of the United States will be uncontrollable and redeemless. So, I mean, apparently they knew back then that the Supreme Court shouldn't have this kind of power to actually change the law and just say, "Well, we got a king now, and
right.
you guys just have to all suck it up." Well,
yeah. Well, so they were aware of it back then,
yeah.
and yeah.
And I point out to Mr. the entire Supreme Court, which others have recognized, is that the Supreme Court, there's nothing in the Constitution that directly enumerated that gives the Supreme Court the power to decide the constitutionality of laws, period. I mean, that if they're so concerned about direct enumeration, there's nothing in the Constitution that enumerated that gives the president immunity to anything, which they could have done if they wanted to, and they didn't. Mm-hmm. So the Supreme Court is just lawless. They're completely lawless at this point in time, and that I fear for my country. I mean, and you know, they could talk about Joe Biden's bad performance during the debate, but at least he didn't fill his diapers and was able to just keep on going, because it must be something that Trump is really used to. But, if he can just keep on going without even hesitation when something like that happens.
Well, we have a story here. Justice Thomas is questioning the legality of Jack Smith's appointment, if you can even imagine that he's just ruminating now. You know, he's, well, you know, maybe, you know, these justices are so far out of control. They are legislating blatantly from the bench at this point, calling balls and strikes all over the place.
And apparently Clarence Thomas wrote this in the immunity opinion.
Yes, in the immunity opinion.
They should get rid of Jack Smith. So.
And, of course, some of Jack Smith, the charges that Jack Smith is levying against Donald Trump are things he did subsequent to him being president. I mean, that if he's handing out, you know, information he took from the White House after he was president and giving it, say, who knows to who and selling it to who, and that so even, you know, past presidents can do whatever the hell they want. I mean, is that what they're saying? I just don't know.
Yeah. Okay. You would think that because of what Trump did, I mean, this is before the decision. This decision should not affect anything that he had done beforehand. Now they're giving him this, and this would mark the time that, you know, these laws or whatever is declared by the Supreme Court at this point should take effect now, not prior to this, not retroactively, you would think.
One would think so, but apparently they think that we need to have Lord Donald Trump as president of the United States, and his family is going to, it'll be President Ivanka at some point in time, and her children after him. So,
right. You know, if the thing is, and no one's talking about it, but, you know, Biden now is free. He doesn't have to worry about going to jail or being taken to court, or, you know, he can do anything he wants at this point.
Apparently.
He came out last night and said that he wasn't going to do that, to my disappointment.
Yeah, he said Biden warns immunity ruling sets dangerous precedent. That's one of the headlines on CNN today. But Mark, we appreciate your call. Thanks for checking in with us.
I know, we're all disappointed.
We're all stunned.
I think the nation is in shock at this
point. Well, I think so.
Yeah. To see the Supreme Court make such an outlandish decision.
Right.
My God. There's point after point after point. My son texted me point after point after point from somebody he was reading. He sent me a link to that, and this guy covers everything, and he even includes pictures, cutouts of the decision to prove his point as he was explaining, you know, what the Supreme Court really did, and they really did make him king.
Yeah.
There's nothing he can be guilty of at this point, and he could claim everything is an official duty. Mm-hmm. He can even tell the vice president not to approve the election.
Yeah, he could do that.
He could do that.
Theoretically, yes. Yeah.
He's free to do that according to this current opinion by the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm. Sam, did you have something to say?
I did, and then I lost it.
Okay, good.
Oh, Jim Santel, when I sent him the link to join the show for today.
Right.
He called it cataclysm, straight cataclysm out of the court.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That says it all, and we're going to talk to him in just a little while.
You know, losing the Chevron deference
was a huge
thing, and that's where, you know, Congress has no power at all now. The Supreme Court has taken that away from them.
It's crazy.
And now they've put all the power in the king president that we have or will have forever at this point. Yeah. Somebody's got to overturn this. I don't know why we're not talking about expanding the damn Supreme Court. Let's get this thing together. Let's start the conversation.
Right. Yeah, that could happen. Man. The president can do that, right? Well, I think he can because he's king now, so maybe he can.
There you go. Yes.
Yeah. Well, on it goes. And again, we'll talk with Jim Santel a little bit later on. And what about Trump anyway? Are we hearing more things about the debate? Some audio that was picked up?
Some audio that was picked up, and you know, you heard this on the Stephanie Miller program.
Oh, that's right.
I did not hear it there. Right. I found it someplace else.
Yeah.
But
she's been talking about this.
Yeah. Hal Sparks is a guy who travels with them for the comedy show, the Sexy Liberal concert tour that they have going on. And we talked to Hal Sparks.
Yeah, we met him before the show, hung out with him. Very funny guy.
Yeah. He pointed us to some special gum that we could chew that would improve our throats in case we had sore throats.
Yeah, did you ever order that?
I have not tried that, no.
Yeah.
No, we're going to have to try that.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's a great guy, but he's very off the charts.
He's over the edge.
He is. He's fun,
edgy.
Crazy. He's very edgy.
Yeah.
And he discovered something that was just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Some audio. Now, you have to remember during the debates that each candidate had their mics turned on and the other ones turned off.
Right.
So any sound that you hear is coming from the open mic, not from anyone else's mic or anybody else in the room. So why don't we hear Cut 12. This is the audio presented by Hal Sparks of what happened during the debate when Trump's mic was on.
Yeah, listen closely.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed debate night. I know there's a lot of wailing and gnashing of teeth and rending of garments, but I think the key moment of the evening, if I can give it to you, of course, is the time Donald John Trump, who's only person here whose mic is on at the moment, pants on live television. Listen carefully after the words, it's too much money.
Do you notice he never took out my tariffs because we bring in so much money with the tariffs that I imposed on China. He never took them away. Can't because it's too much money. It's tremendous. Took them away. Can't because it's too much money. It's he never took them away. Can't because it's too much money. It's tremendous. Oh, and we saved us because it's too much money. It's tremendous. And we saved because it's too much money. It's
that's good stuff. I'll be posting this video in just a few moments.
And he did. So,
there you have it.
That's
real.
That's real.
Huh?
And that's been confirmed by other individuals who found this and posted it as well. But Hal Sparks, we know him, so I thought I'd put his presentation on. He's always funny.
He is.
Somebody has sent a text in regards to this.
Yeah.
And he has said, then they'd get an angry look on their face like Trump did. And after about 30 seconds, a horrendous odor would fill the air.
He's talking about as a parent.
Yeah.
He learned to look for signs for his toddler.
His toddler.
They're about to, you know.
You get this angry face. Which, of course, Trump always has, so it's kind of hard to tell when that moment's going to occur.
Yeah, well, it's just a part of the craziness.
We had to point it out.
Is the debate.
It's making the rounds.
Yeah, everything else.
I like the text above it, too, from Tom in Milwaukee. Let me get this straight. The Supreme Court had to take power away from the administration because it had too much. On the other hand, the president, who's the head of the administration, has unlimited power. Well, at least as long as it's dressed up as an official act.
And it is. Everything's going to be dressed up as an official act at this point.
That's it. Everything's official.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. It's exhausting, isn't
it?
Yeah.
Jim, why isn't he here now? We need to vent a little bit.
We're going to talk to him in our next hour, okay?
Jim Santel is going to be here.
Yeah.
He's our legal opinion guy. He's the attorney that can handle all of this stuff, and he is not in a good mood. Well, what was he said?
He called it cataclysm.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
There you go.
A little tease.
We're just trying to put it in perspective, that's all.
We're also going to be talking with Amy Good from the Dane County Humane Society, and she's going to not only talk about the featured pet of the week, but also some important information about animal medical services.
Oh, okay.
You know, you have a dog. I'm thinking about getting a dog.
Yeah.
Haven't had one for a couple of years, and we're going to talk with Amy about some of that coming up.
I had a paralyzed dog.
You did?
Yeah, that was a trying time, but boy, we made his life worthwhile.
I think so. Yeah. You got some wheels that you could attach to his hind quarters.
Yep. Yeah. We lost the use of his hind legs, and we got wheels for him. And in winter, we got skis for him, and he loved the skis.
I saw him a few times. I came over.
My wife has posted a bunch of videos of those times, even when they happened. And the thing is, with him, he would make sure that I was snow blowing correctly. He was knocking the back of my legs.
He was all
moving me on so I didn't slow down while I was snow blowing. He just loves snow blowing. Yes. But anyway, I think it's time that maybe we get it. I don't know if we have enough.
Yeah, we got. What? What do you got?
2 minutes. Should we just sit here and complain about Trump being the
we
king?
We could do that for
we
a couple
do that
minutes.
For 2 minutes.
You know, think about that. I mean, if we had had a Supreme Court back in Nixon's day, with Watergate, if they had, if the president had limited immunity back then, that whole Watergate thing wouldn't have happened. He would have stayed president.
Well, you stole one of my stories out of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was, John Dean.
Oh, sure.
Worked in the Nixon administration.
Yeah, he was the president's lawyer or the,
that's
presidential
right.
lawyer.
Yeah. And he said Nixon wouldn't have had to leave office.
Right. He would have stayed.
Yeah.
Indefinitely. Yeah.
Wow.
I know that's a
it changes history just like that.
Woo. Yeah. And does this immunity cover past presidents like George W.? And I mean, is there anything that it covers presidents from years gone by?
I would assume it does. I mean, if it covers everything that Trump did.
I mean, if Trump is going to be able to go back to the hush money case now, everything's open again.
It's just
crazy time. Crazy time in America. We're here to report it for
Although he wasn't president at the time, so,
That's interesting. Yeah.
That probably wouldn't work.
Okay. 6:49. We've got a whole lot more of the John and Gordy Show coming up. And as we mentioned before, Jim Santel coming up in a little while.
That's right.
Yep.
All right. We'll be back. WMDX 92.7 FM 1580 AM, and we're on your Civic Media app as well. You can get us anywhere in the world, and that is suggested, of course. And you can also watch us on all the social media applications. Please, while you're driving, if you are watching us, just be careful.
Okay. Time for us to welcome Amy Good to the show. Amy is with the Dane County Humane Society. Good morning, Amy. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yes.
So let's get into you. You first of all, you have a pet of the week, but we want to mention also that the Dane County Humane Society has a lot of different services that you offer. Lots of good things happen there, including let's talk a little bit about the animal medical services that the Dane County Humane Society performs, because sometimes you get animals in that need some help, right?
Absolutely. So we're taking in the strays from Dane County and sometimes surrounding areas, owner surrenders. And we're also taking transfers from other shelters that cannot provide medical resources for their own animals. So we do have our own vet clinic right on site, and we call it Animal Medical Services. And that helps us provide really good care to the animals coming to us.
Mm-hmm. How many medical services do you provide typically in a year, or do you have some numbers on this?
I do, yes. So last year's numbers, they did almost 11,000 exams on animals, and that could be the initial exam when they first come in the shelter to see what needs they might have, rechecks after surgery, all different kinds of things, which I think is just a lot when you really think about 1 year. And then they did over 3,000 spay and neuter surgeries alone, because every cat or dog and rabbit is going to be leaving already spayed and neutered before they go to their new home. But what's really amazing is we have some talented surgeons who can do other things too that a lot of shelters just can't. So we can do dentals before adoption, amputations, eye removals, other things that, you know, animals that have maybe been hit by a car or have other medical needs that need to get addressed before they can go home.
Yeah. Just a question. I had a pet, the back legs were paralyzed, and we have wheels. Do you take donations for special equipment to help pets out that way?
Yeah, absolutely. So we take all sorts of items for pets. And, oop, here's my cat.
Good.
Joining us on the show. Not too surprising, right?
What's the cat's name?
This is Otis. He is a Dane County Humane Society alum. Mm-hmm. He had a dental before he came home with me. I eventually adopted him.
He's a big cat.
That looks like a big cat.
He used to be very large. He's now 17. He's kind of an older guy now and has lost a bit. Oh, but yeah.
That's cute.
But, you know, it's a really good question about the donations because if we can't use it for the animals in the shelter, we do have our two thrift stores now. So if we can't use it at the shelter, we can sell it for proceeds that will ultimately still help our animals.
Sure. Okay.
Where are your thrift stores located?
So Thrift Store West is right across from Woodman's West and Madison on Watts Road. Mm-hmm. And the Thrift Store East has not quite opened yet, but stay tuned. Next couple weeks, probably, we'll be over on High Crossing Boulevard.
And these are thrift stores not just for animals. I mean, there's all kinds of things in there, right?
Right. So we definitely have a lot of pet items just because of who we are, but there's general household items and clothing and all sorts of things you'd find in a traditional thrift store.
Okay. So let's talk about the pet of the week you have, the featured pet. His name is it Lou?
It's Lou, L-U-E.
You sent us a picture of Lou. He looks, so he's a young adult boxer, right?
Right. So we don't know an exact age, but definitely a younger adult. He's only about 30 pounds, and he is one of those animals who came to us from a shelter in Wisconsin who couldn't provide for his medical needs.
Yeah,
he's super cute with these huge ears that stand right up. But he actually had fractures on three of his legs. So he had quite a lot of medical work that needed to get done, including two major hip surgeries. And our surgeons can do that, or we have volunteer vets who often help with these orthopedic surgeries. And then he went off to foster care for rehab.
Now he's running and playing and jumping around, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mixed breed, is it?
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's our best guess. You can just kind of make up whatever you think he might be.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
It doesn't look like a boxer to me, but I guess you could call him a boxer.
Yeah.
Look at those ears.
Yeah. Straight up. Very, cute. Very attentive. Very focused.
Yeah. You don't know the age of him?
I mean, we're guessing like around a year-ish.
Mm.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So, right. Yeah, he's still definitely a young adult. He's a big puppy.
Yep.
So kind of like your border collie, probably a lot of energy, still very running around now. Yeah.
So if somebody is interested in adopting a pet that they see on your website or come in person, what's the application process?
So we are actually what we call adopters welcome, meaning we are more about having conversations with folks coming in our doors and finding the best match. So we don't actually have an application per se. We have a worksheet that people fill out, and then our adoption counselors talk with them and kind of try to figure out what they're looking for in a pet, and then talk with them about how they can be set up for success.
Otis is helping you out this morning.
Yeah. Otis is hogging the camera.
Oh, Otis.
Yeah. And Amy, what's the website once again?
It's giveshelter.org.
Okay.
All right.
And you're open. What are your hours there?
Yeah.
Yeah, so our main campus, the Adoption Center, is open Tuesdays 2 to 7, and then Thursday, Friday, Monday,
that's
are
okay.
12 to 7, mm-hmm. and then weekdays it's 11 to 5.
All right, good enough. Amy, good. Thank you for being with us today, and thanks Otis, too, for making a cameo appearance on the webcam here.
All right.
Thanks, Amy.
Take care of me, Amy.
All right.
All you right.
That's cute. Great stuff, isn't it? You know?
It is. It is.
Boy.
Otis is very cute. You
know? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. What did she say? 17 years old?
Mm-hmm. Or 16, something like that.
Sam, I've never asked you. Do you have a pet?
No, I don't. I mean, I'm technically allowed to with my current lease, but I need to pay extra. Right. I don't think my lease for next year has that clause in it, though, so I might end up getting a cat or something for the house.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Did you grow up with any pets?
Yeah, we had just like a family dog. Her name was Casey, a Springer Spaniel. Mm-hmm. And now my parents have a golden doodle named Walter.
Yeah. Golden doodle. Yeah. Wow.
A lot of people are getting the doodles out there. But they're cool. Looking dogs.
Absolutely.
Good temperament.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to get something too high strung. Just a word of advice.
We need to
understand that our dog went out on the street yesterday.
Oh, no.
For the very first time out in the middle of nowhere, thank goodness. Running down the street.
Okay, coming up, Jim Santel and a whole lot more. We're also checking in with Brittany Morlow. Coming up on John and Gordy.